Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lay Down My Sword and Shield by James Lee Burke. Read by Will Patton.
Chapter 1. Almost 90 years ago, during the Sutton-Taylor feud, John Wesley Hardin drilled a half-dozen 44 pistol balls into one of the wood columns on my front porch. My grandfather, Old Hack, lived in the house then, and he used to describe how Wes Hardin had ridden drunk all night from San Antonio when he'd heard that Hack had promised to lock him in jail if he ever came back into DeWitt County again. The sun had just risen, and it was raining slightly when Hardin rode into the yard, his black suit streaked with mud, horse sweat, and whiskey. He had a shotgun tied across his saddle horn with a strip of leather, and his navy coat was already cocked in his hand.
"You, Hack, get out here, and don't bring none of your Lincoln niggers with you, or I'll kill them too."
My grandfather was sheriff and justice of the peace, and a Reconstruction government had forced him to take on 2 Negro federal soldiers as deputies. Of the 42 men that Hardin eventually killed, many were Negroes, whom he hated as much as he did carpetbaggers and law officers. Hardin began shooting at the front porch, cocking and firing while the horse reared and pitched sideways with each explosion in its ears. Wes's face was red with whisk